I'm Amanda Wheeler and I'm a Stamford Town Councillor.
Why is it that you felt compelled to actually put a petition together against South Kesteven District Council's plans on charging for parking at different times?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a Stamford Town Councillor, which means I'm representing the people of Stamford, and my job is to stand up for Stamford. And so when I see things that I think are unfair, and I do think this is unfair, then I've got an obligation really to speak out.
So, what do you see is the current plan from South Kesteven District Council? I only ask this because it seems to vary depending on the car park, and essentially it's evening paying for
Confusing.
parking. Yeah.
It's confusing, if I'm honest. I've looked through all the SKDC paperwork, and I think the original proposal in November had two options, and in both options, all the car parks were going to be 24/7 charging, with one option being £3 in the evening and £5 at the weekend on a Sunday, and the other option being £3 and £3. And I think they preferred option was £3 and £5 one, but I think ultimately they voted for the £3 and £3. And it seemed that that was going to be across all the car parks for both Sundays and evenings. So that's what I assumed was the case. But since then, I've seen various things which say different things. And I'm getting very confused because I think what they're saying now is that Cattle Market is going to be charging the whole time. Wharf Road is going to be free on Sundays, but charging the rest of the time. And then the short stay car parks are going to be free in the evenings, but charging on Sunday, which actually just I think is going to lead to all sorts of problems. Because if I'm confused and if SKDC is a bit confused, then the drivers are going to be confused and they will be parking in one car park that they think is free on the evening and then return to find they've got a ticket. And there's also the whole issue is if you've got one car park, car park A is free at night and car park B is free on Sunday, then you're going to have a whole load of people getting in their cars and going from A to B at 8 a.m. on a Sunday, which just seems to be a bit nonsensical, really.
Now, Stamford is a vibrant place at night on a Sunday. How do you think that's going to affect things if actually people have to pay to park?
I think it'll be disastrous. I think it's really unfair. You've got so many things happening, and that's what's brilliant about Stamford. There's so many things happening in the evenings and on Sundays. You've got classes and performances and rehearsals and choirs all taking place at the Arts Centre. And at the moment, people pay to go and do those activities. But if they've also then got to pay £3 on top for parking, they might not feel like coming out. It's going to be a problem. You've got all the churches on Sunday. Many of their parishioners drive into Stamford because, as you know, we don't have public transport on a Sunday. So if you are coming from far away, or if you have mobility issues or young children, you're going to need to drive. So that's a problem. I mean, it's going to have a huge impact on the restaurants and bars. And it's going to also add to the parking problems faced by residents of Stamford. You only have to walk along Rutland Terrace, Roman Bank, and Timor Road to see the issues created there. But if you've got people coming into Stamford and not wanting to park in the car parks because of the charges, you're going to have traffic, you're going to have parking, you're going to have more and more problems on the road.
And South Kesteven District Council, of course, covers a variety of villages and four towns. This solution to charging in the evening is only a Stamford proposal.
No, it's also for Grantham as well. But what they're doing differently in Grantham is they're offering either 1 or 2 hours free parking in the car parks in Grantham, which is a concession that they've made to support the businesses in Grantham. They don't seem to be making any concession to support the businesses in Stamford. And it's particularly unfair because Stamford represents 14% of the district's population, but the income generated from Stamford car parks make up 72% of the district's income from parking charges. That's over £800,000 a year. And parking remains free in Bourne and the Deepings.
And there's a plan to actually increase the amount of spaces at Cattle Market, and that's one of the reasons they've cited to actually have to get more revenue from the car parks to actually pay for that.
I'm confused by that because I walk around Stamford a lot and I've actually never seen Cattle Market car park full. people don't tend to use it that much, and there's always spaces there. And I'm also confused by the huge amount that they're suggesting it's going to cost for these parking places. And actually, you know, if there's that kind of money knocking around, I think there's other things that the money could be spent on, because ultimately we should be looking at ways to encourage active travel. And it would be great to see money like that spent on bike parks or creating cycle lanes or increasing the number of EV charging points across the car parks. Or what about improving the public transport infrastructure? I mean, you can't get in or out of Stamford in the evenings or on a Sunday without a car. So if we want to improve the situation for Stamford and encourage visitors into Stamford, then I think there's other things we should be focusing on.
And your petition has only been going a couple of days, and you've got hundreds of signatures on it already. You're obviously hoping that South Caerstephan District Council will take note of the strength of feeling.
Yeah, I really hope so. It's been 24 hours and I think we've hit 500 or 600 perhaps. And I didn't publicise it at all. I just set it up and then thought about it. And then when people started asking me what my views were, I said, well, I've done this petition. Feel free to share it if you want. So I haven't actually, until speaking to you, done any publicity about it. But I do want to talk about it to the town council. I know from the town councillors that I've spoken to that many of them feel the same way as me. So I suspect at our next council meeting, we will be discussing this. And I'd like to get a letter from the town council to the district council urging them to back down on these charges.
Amanda Wheeler, Stamford Town Councillor, thank you very much for joining us on Rutland and Stamford Sound.
Thank you.